The Sunday Gospel for this week calls us to reflect upon the cross, the need to take up our crosses in following Christ. Yesterday was the exaltation of the cross, and today, feast of our sorrowful Our Lady of Sorrows. And it's also, perhaps not by coincidence, the halfway point to Easter. And so we always have these two moments, these two poles, the cross and the resurrection. One without the other is an absurdity. The resurrection without the cross makes no sense. The cross without the resurrection is just pure suffering. But we see in them both, and the Mother Church is always reminding us of the necessity of both, to reflect on both, to meditate, but in a particular time now, to reflect upon the cross. And St. Ambrose says this about Our Lady of Sorrows, as she is this powerful image next to the cross. She said, Mary was sorrowful, but yet a powerful figure, because she stood fearlessly at the cross while others fled. She stands without fear in the face of suffering, even as intimate a suffering as her own very son, while others ran, and there weren't many there that day. And she looked upon the wounds of her son with pity, of course, but saw in them salvation. She did not simply see the pain and the suffering. She saw past it, through it, to the resurrection. There was a means of salvation in every bit of suffering. So we do well today, brothers and sisters, to pray for that grace, the grace that Our Lady was given, to stand fearlessly in the face of suffering, ours and others, and to look into wounds, pain, suffering, and see not just sorrow, but to see salvation. And to know that when we are suffering, there is no one closer than our blessed Lord and his blessed Mother.